Thanks for tuning in to our first podcast. My name's John Bryan. I'm a regional support official working for the University and College Union, based in the northern region of the country. There are two things that we wanted to talk to you about in this podcast. The first is being on furlough. The second is about dealing with social media and using social media. Furlough. The Coronavirus Job Retention Scheme was introduced by the government in March. This was done in collaboration with the Trade Union Congress. It provides employers with the ability to continue to keep staff on their books while claiming money back from the government so that they continue to pay them. A large number of colleges and universities in the region and across the country have accessed these funds. In most cases, the college or university have topped up the amount of money that people are getting, meaning that they do not suffer a detriment. Their salary remains the same. But that is not the case for all of the institutions that we deal with. One of the questions that we constantly get asked is, what am I allowed to do whilst being on furlough? You should do no work for the college or the university while you are in access of funds paid for out of the Coronavirus Job Retention Scheme. In other words, being on furlough. So if you are contacted by any manager asking for you to provide information or to do any sort of work, you should refuse to do so. You should politely refuse to do so. Access to those funds provided by the government means that you are no longer working for the institution at that moment in time. We have been made aware that there some people have been asked to do work, small amounts or larger amounts, but you should not do so. That does not apply if you are a trade union representative. Trade union representatives can carry out their duties on behalf of their members whilst being on furlough, and that has happened in a number of cases. In those cases, the representatives have been in constant touch with the regional office about their role and about their duties. If you do have queries about what you should or shouldn't be doing whilst you're on furlough, please make sure that you contact your trade union representative. Alternatively, you can contact the regional office. Our email address to do so is gateshead@ucu.org.uk. We're not working in our regional office at present, but if you email us, we will respond to your email. Now, social media. A number of people have asked us about use of social media to try and organise and campaign around particular issues. Social media is an important tool in our armoury to try and get our message across. Lots of our college and university branches have their own Twitter account, their own Facebook page, or other things to try and spread the message as far and as wide as possible. Branches are encouraged to make sure that they follow guidance about the use of social media. If you want advice on the sorts of things that you could do or the sorts of things that you should do, please do get in touch with us at the office.